All right. Cess Pod episode 15. Here we go.
Dude, I think it's higher.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night. When you're listening, this is your Raider Sports Report. I'm Seth Lopez, followed by my colleague, Aiden Hatch.
Hello.
Today, guys, we are talking to swimming with Jace Ford and Nate Bentcourt. Then we are going to pass it on to Aiden for upcoming games. Let's jump right into it. Guys, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Nate Bentcourt. I will be attending UCLA next year. I'm a senior on the water art... senior on the swim team at Redwood High School. I do the 50 and the 100, and a fun fact about me is I've swam from the Alcatraz Island in San Francisco.
Whoa.
All right, I'm Jace Ford, and I'm a senior doing swim. I'm going to Cal Poly next year, and I do the 50 and the 100 as well, and fun fact is I've also swam from Alcatraz.
Are you guys going to those schools academically, or you're swimming there as well?
Academically.
I'll be academic as well, but who knows if I'll get be a part of the intramural teams and some of the clubs they have there. So that would be definitely cool to
That'd be fun.
Get involved in.
So you guys are not trying to be at like a collegiate level, but just a intramural level. You still swim.
Exactly. Academics is definitely going to be my priority moving on in the next 4 years.
All right. Nate, tell us a little bit about your season so far.
It's been a little shaky for me. You know, I've been working on top of swim, so Fuller's been on me, getting on me about not leaving practice. So I've been really sticking to that. And it was going well, and we wrapped up with a WIL championship, which was great. It was an awesome season with my friends and my teammates who I've known for 4 years or even more outside of high school. And job's not done, though. I'm not finished. So.
It is not. We got Valley up next.
Jace, you played water polo earlier this season. What's it like going from water polo to swim?
It's a lot less interesting. without the ball, it's kind of just swimming laps. I think it's pointless, but I mean, it's just something to do.
I agree. That's specifically why we bought the water headphones.
Yes.
And we've been listening
on Amazon.
Listening to music while we've been swimming, and let me tell you, game changer.
That's going to be so nice.
It changes everything.
Do you guys wear these earbuds or whatever like in a real like a match or
a race? We have.
Really?
Only once though.
Yeah, just once. It was 500.
Okay, 500. What was your playlist?
Some Drake, some Kanye.
Kanye is definitely consisting of
some
majority of that
Kid
playlist.
Cudi, Post.
Cudi's on there. Playboi Carti. Can't forget about the Carti. Lots of hype things. And then it hits you with the Hannah Montana.
We got some DaBaby. We got DaBaby too.
Some DaBaby in there, you know. We got a little bit of everything in there. So
love to see it. What would you guys say your best stroke is and why?
Freestyle.
Ooh, I would definitely say freestyle. I used to be a breaststroker, but just can't keep up with those youngins no more.
I used to do butterfly, but I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, the junior
it's too
class.
Too tiring.
Junior class is too quick with that. Joseph Ross, specifically Alex Kirkman, big heavy hitters from our junior class who go crazy in the stroke. So we keep it simple, one trick pony it with the freestyle for sure. So. Yeah,
and we also have the smallest amount of yards every meet, so we do the least amount of work, which is good.
That's always good. So you guys are sprinters, not no long distance.
We're dead by the last lap.
Okay, you guys are about to go into Valley. What's your headspace going into that?
Nothing, just swim.
See, I'm
do what you do.
I'm on the opposite spectrum. You know, it's usually the nerves don't hit me, but Fuller is really drilling into us that we got a shot this year. This is our chance to bring home gold. So it's really been hitting me. I'm like, man, not for myself, but for my team, you know.
Yeah.
That's what we got to show up for.
Yeah.
So
I was more nervous for WIL than this because Valley is like, if you can't win WIL, there's no reason to even try in Valley. That's how I see it. So WIL was more stressful for me.
So WIL was your, to say, your guys' main priority coming into the season, and then Valley next.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had to secure the 10 in a row for Fuller, 10 Pete, 10 straight WIL championships. So I think that's something anybody who's a part of the Redwood Aquatics or a part of the Redwood community is something to be proud of. So
yeah.
That's amazing.
Do you mind if I step in and ask a question? So I'm really curious about this swim to Alcatraz. Do you mind kind of talking about that? Yeah. Why did you do it? Like, why did you do it?
It was a fundraiser for our water polo coach, Major Rogers.
Oh, okay.
For his late wife. And he asked us if we wanted to swim it, and we paid, and we swam.
Oh, wow.
So basically what he has this tradition going where every year he does it like acting as a escaping survivor. So he goes dressed in full denim, button up with a hat, with the shoes and everything, and he does this swim in the 40-degree San Francisco water, and it's just a really fun tradition for graduating alumni and current Redwood water polo players.
Wow. Yeah.
So more about this trip. Who has been the most interesting that comes back and does it? Because you said it's alumni.
Jack Terry does it a lot.
For sure.
Yeah.
I would definitely say Jack Terry.
We're probably going to do it multiple times.
For sure.
Because we love Major. So
yeah,
it's just
anything
great
for him.
Being a part of it. It was awesome seeing Jack too after getting hurt and dealing with injuries on and off, you know, health issues. Just seeing him get to laugh and swim with us, that was really just, it was awesome taking pictures on the beach after we finished the swim.
It was fun.
All right, that's all I have for today. Aiden, upcoming sports?
Yeah, so this week it looks like we really only have two home games. We have baseball and softball. Baseball varsity will start at 7 p.m. and softball varsity will start at 4:30. And that's about it. That's today, May 5th, Thursday.
All right, cool. That's all I have for today. I want to thank Jace as well as Nate for coming on and talking to us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you. It was a blast. I love love the podcast.
Get sporty.